Senator Gary Forby joining us in the studio. First off, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Tom.
Been knocking on a lot of doors?
Knocking on a lot of doors, a lot of walking, lost a little weight,
yeah.
But getting a lot of exercise.
All right. So, you know, I mean, whenever I met you, you were literally knocking on doors the day I met you. And at that time, you were running for state rep. How long have you been in Springfield? How many years?
16 years.
So what, out of the 16 years, if you say, look, I'm running for re-election, and you throw the House together and your time in the Senate, what do you hold up as your greatest accomplishments and why you should be retained in your Senate seat?
Well, I think there's two or three things, Tom. You know, I think one of the biggest thing is conceal and carry. We tried to pass a bill for a long time for a second minute. I got that bill passed. And the next thing is, you know, we've opened, I personally know, 3 to 4 new coal mines. Coal's never, when I went up there, coal has just quit for 20 years. They never run a bill. So we run the biggest coal bill they ever had, $1.3 billion. And we've been running coal ever since then. So I know people talk about coal now, but, you know, 50% of our power's got to come from coal. I don't think we can get rid of coal.
Here's the thing. You know, whenever I hear you say, what have I done? And you say, guns and coal, I hear a Republican. You see what I mean? You look at Democratic national stance, and it's not pro-gun and it's not pro-coal. And here you say, you're Democrat, that my two biggest accomplishments are gun and coal.
Well, Tom, you know what? I vote my district. My district, coal, it's gun, it's farmers, and it's tourism, and it's labor. So whatever it is, I vote my district. That's where I'm at, and people in Springfield knows that.
Franklin County has some of the highest unemployment rates in Southern Illinois.
Tom, we have. You know, I've grown up there when I was in high school. Our unemployment rate's not much higher than it is now.
I think it's 8.6 or 8.4, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up in school, it was 10, 11%. So unemployment hasn't changed much there. But, you know, you see, but it is a high. It is wrong, but it's just the way it is.
Your district does face, even if there were not budget challenges in the state, your district still faces really a lot of challenges. Some of the highest poverty in the state of Illinois, the unemployment, lack of job opportunities. I mean, go to Hardin County and say, what am I going to do for a job to make $50,000 a year? Well, not a lot of options in that case. What can be done? I mean, because that shows up in health care availability, economic opportunity, and shows up in school funding. It's like some areas your district literally need to bootstrap up.
Yeah, Tom, you know, the biggest thing is you got to make sure our kids have the right kind of education. And we try to get everybody dying back down here. And infrastructure, I think, is the next biggest thing that you got to do. You can see our roads out here. We got 6-lane roads now. And I think from Springfield South, you won't see that kind of road work. It's something big. You know, you get care of our kids, you got to take care of our seniors, and you got to get our infrastructure done. Then that brings other stuff in. And we got to make sure we get that done. So that's what I've been working on mostly.
You know, when it comes to this, something you and I have talked about in over a rather long period of time, is as you continue to work out there, is realizing that things like the infrastructure and education are a problem. But the fact that we don't have a budget. So there are so many problems. We've all seemed to, maybe because it's easy to manage, we think about the budget problem. But there's a lot of problems behind that. I mean, we have seen during your time in Springfield, because I remember one of the first things you and I sit down and talked about one day is, look, I'm going to work on these grants for these police cars for these communities. And the next thing you know, we didn't have any money anymore. I mean, 2008, right? Knocked us all down in the dirt. I mean, we are in real, real trouble here, Senator, whether it's pensions, whether it's the ability to get a balanced budget done, whether it's funding social services. We have this hairball of problems. How do we pull this apart, and how do we get it fixed and become a functioning state again?
Tom, we got one major problem in this state. It's called politics. You got to put the politics aside. You know, you run on Democrat, Republican side, but you know, when that's over with, you got to put the side and you got to do what's best for your district. We got to have a budget. We've been 100 years with never had a budget. And it's embarrassing. If nothing else, it's just embarrassing. We need a budget. You know, John A. Logan School, how are they going to survive after January? They don't have a budget. This is wrong.
And yesterday I was talking to Brent Gentry, county commissioner, going, this is the hardest budget process we've ever gone into, is what he's telling me. because of the unknowns. And when I ask him what the unknowns are, the state of Illinois.
Well, he can say the state of Illinois, but I'm going to say it's Republicans and Democrats. I'd rather put it right on where it's at. It's Republicans and Democrats. No matter what you do, Tom, I've been up there, like I said, 16 years. We've always came together to the middle and come up with a budget. And that's what we can do now. But there's no coming together now, Tom. It's just wrong. They got to come together. We got to give. We got to take. And we got to do the budget. And we got to come back home and do what's best for the district.
I mean, is politics really in the state of Illinois? Has come to the point where just see who you can make look worse. I mean, it's push everybody in front of a bus day.
Well, just look at the TV ads, Tom. I mean, how far do you got to go? Just like the ads, what they said on TV about me and everybody else, you know, that's the way it's doing in Springfield. You pick the TV ads, and that's kind of what's going on in Springfield. Nobody works together. Nobody wants to come together. It's the worst I've ever seen it.
Have you heard the same things I've heard? That Madigan says, as long as Rauner's governor, we'll never have a full-year budget 6 months at a time. Have you heard this, too?
Yeah, we've heard that, and that's wrong. You know, Madigan's part of the problem. Governor's part of the problem. They need to forget about beating up each other. You know, every governor we had, no matter if it's Democrat or Republican, their number one issue is come in and beat Mike Madigan. I don't care about my district. I want to be number one. Why do we do that for? Why don't we forget about each other? Let's go home and take care of the district. If they would do that, we can make things work. And, you know, a lot of people think the state of Illinois is the worst state in the union. I don't think Illinois. I think we can come out of this. But we've got to get together and we've got to work together. It might take 6 or 7 years, but it took us a long time to get here. But I'm willing to sit down and do that.
I mean, because when you look at the credit rating, you look at the pension, you look at the overall debt that we're facing, you take a look at all these items that are here, and then Illinoisans who are looking, as of today, with the Affordable Care Act, an average increase of 43% on their insurance, although I did get a note just independent this morning saying that clients are looking from all of a sudden from paying $400 to $800 a month increases here, and they're saying, well, we've got to fix it. Well, it doesn't change the fact that the bill's got to be paid. These people are going to be paying these bills, and they're, oh, we'll get that fixed. Well, nobody's fixing it yet. The bill's coming due. It's November 1st. Now, granted, that's a federal issue, but it's on Illinois, when you're a taxpayer, when you're a citizen, you really feel like you're at the bottom of a pile, and everybody's piling on top.
That's right, Tommy. You said it's a federal, but you know there's a domino effects. You know, it starts the federal, but it goes to the state. Same way with our budgets. You know, they're saying the governor wants to get rid of our unions, but you know you can get rid of the unions, but when you do that, there's a domino effects. It gets everybody at the end. So it's not just the union. It's going to get everybody that's working at the end. So there is a domino effects. That's why I go back together. So you know, it's not a rocket science to figure this out. You just sit down and make it work.
As I've known you over the years, Gary, I've watched very closely, and you and I have had a lot of conversations, you know, off to the side without a microphone being in the room. And more than one occasion while I've sat and watched you explain to me what's going on, it's almost like you're embarrassed that some of the things that go on that you didn't know, because over the years, the 16 years, I've watched you grow in this position. And more than once, you come up and you're like, you know, and I can't believe it. I mean, almost like embarrassed, I think, is one of the words. I'm not really sure if maybe – well, you tell me. Because that uncomfortable thing you do where you go, this thing is going on, and I do not like – this is wrong. But you're in the club that's doing things wrong. You see what I'm going there?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I guess I'm going to go back and say what I know. I just keep repeating myself, Tom. It is embarrassing when you put politics in front of everybody. It's so easy to sit down and work something out. You know, anybody been in business like I have, I've been in trouble in my business. I sat down, rolled my sleeves up, tightened up, and didn't get my bill full out for a while. I paid my bills and got back going. State of Illinois has got to do that. They got to quit playing games. It's just a game up there to a lot of people. You got to quit playing games. You got to make it work, and I'm convinced we can make it work. We got everything you need here in the state of Illinois. We got oil, we got coal, we got good employment, we got everything. We're right in the middle of the United States. Everything, we got everything to work with.
We do, and yet we still find ourselves in these uncomfortable positions. One of the uncomfortable positions this year, as you alluded to earlier, was the messaging in this election cycle. It's been pretty hardcore. Is there anything that's been set out in messaging that you in particular want to address right now and say this thing that was said or that thing that was printed or that thing you saw on a mailer? I mean, is there something on your agenda you'd like to set straight, Gary?
Yeah, let me just say it this way, Tom. Probably the straightest way I know how to say it. Instead of going through all of it, you know, the NRA wouldn't endorse me if I was against gun. The coal mine people wouldn't endorse me if I was against coal. The Illinois Chamber and the National Working Committee, they wouldn't endorse me if everything on TV was right. The Farm Bureau wouldn't endorse me. I've got so many endorsements, Tom. If I'd have done everything they said on TV, I would not have got them endorsements.
Do you think there'll be a tax increase after November, and this temporary budget was really what that's all about? We'll get to the end of the budget. It'll be after November, and then we'll go back into the fall session, and taxes will get raised in the state of Illinois?
Well, Tom, let's lose some common sense on that. You know, we was about 6 or 7 years ago, we owed $85 billion. We got down a year and a half to $3 billion. Now then, we're back to $9 billion, and they tell me in January we're back to $12 billion. How do you do that? You know, my comment is, we got to do some cutting, Tom. Same way as I'm in business, you got to roll your sleeves up, tighten your belt, and do some cutting. You got to show the people that you are going to do some cutting before you talk about revenue.
And here's the thing about cutting, and you and I have talked about this. What? Now, in the past, Gary, you've said everybody deserves a little bit of a cut, you know, like 1%, 2%, 3%, everybody up and down the board, everybody. Are you still thinking that?
Yeah, and that's what I said about, you know, I could look at it a 1% cut across the board. So they took my 1% across the board. My TV ad is he would be willing to put 1% tax on everybody. That's how the ads work, Tom. But, you know, when you're in negotiations, which I'm in the negotiation crew in Springfield, you throw stuff out there to negotiate. It's not the actual things you're going to do, but you throw stuff out there to try to get both sides to negotiate. So the bottom line is, what really happens, let's vote on it. When it comes law, that's what you really do.
Aren't you bothered by the fact the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute polling says 47% of Illinoisans want to lead the state?
Yeah, and I'm not sure about Tom. Here's one guy that don't want to leave. I think the state of Illinois is fantastic. I was born here, I raised here, and I do not want to leave. I think there's a lot of issues about the state. There's a lot of things. We need jobs. Jobs are the number one thing. I've always mentioned jobs. That's what we got to do. We got to put people back to work, and we do that. People won't want to leave. And I think every state's got their issues. I think every state's got their problems. If you go to the other state, I think you listen to states too. So I don't think the state is as bad as everybody's saying it is.
I wonder, though, the 47%, is that a way they show their displeasure by saying, I want to move, or is it because they've given up on fixing it? Because you talked about fixing, rolling up the sleeves, and digging ourselves out of this hole. Maybe they don't so much want to leave the state as they've given up on the fact that somebody's going to come and fix this.
And probably 30% of our people leaving the state are senior citizens, Tom. Senior citizens are leaving. They want to go someplace warm. You take them numbers, take realistic numbers. I'd like to see numbers, say, from 50 years back. I'd like to see a poll from 50 back and see what the poll number is there. You know, I talk about numbers, too, and a lot of people talk about business. Let's mention coal mines for one thing. When my dad was in coal mine, it took 650 employees to work coal mine. Today, it takes 125 to 150. And when I was in business, putting sewer system in town, when I first started, I had 30 employees. The year I quit, 30 years later, I had 8 employees do the same job. So we're losing a lot of jobs that way too, Tom.
All right, a lot of different ways. Yeah. We're bleeding out, though.
Absolutely.
And we're seeing enrollment drop at our universities because of the uncertainty that follows there. We've got the kids and the parents worried about school funding already for next year. You know, the ongoing thing here, Senator, is it seems like it never stops. You know, the news cycle keeps us moving forward, granted, but when it comes to Illinois, it seems we've gotten an unfair share amount of news because, well, you look at the school funding and the concerns there in particular, you know, you've got this new lockbox amendment, you know, an attempt to say, look, legislators, you don't do what you say you're going to do with money that we give you, and you spend it other places. I mean, that's the way I interpret that law. I've had a number of people think that this is a backdoor way. Got a letter about it last week. A backdoor way, the lockbox amendment is a backdoor way to raise taxes. Saying now, well, since we can't use the road money for the other items, we'll need to raise taxes for social services since we can't.